So there you are. So good morning, Steve. Glad to have you along this morning. Because Steve's here, things are a little different. Why don't we start with a joke this morning?
Okay. Oh, did you save up all weekend?
No. I had this one from last week.
Ooh, a carryover.
And just didn't have
time.
That's
what all the big shows do.
Yeah, but I did. I put it in a Ziploc baggie, and it's still fresh and fun. So here we go.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
That's true. All right, so two drunks are walking along. Well,
wait, really?
Two drunks are moving along.
Stumbling.
Yeah. One drunk says to the other,
"What a beautiful night. Look at the moon."
Well, the other
Scott
drunk.
That was terrible.
Scott doing his 6:16 a.m. drunk impersonation.
Exactly. All right, never mind. Okay, so anyway, so the other drunk looks at him and says, "You're wrong. That's not the moon. That's the sun." Well, they start arguing, as drunks will do from time to time. Mm. Yeah. See local stories. Both started arguing for a while, and then a third drunk comes walking by, and they stopped him. They said, "Sir, would you please help us settle this argument? Tell us, what is that thing in the sky that is shining? Is it the moon or is it the sun?" Third guy looks up and then looks down. And he says, "I don't know. I don't live around here."
Really?
Sure.
That was my 6:16 laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a lot of info.
Mason?
Well, already mechanically we've been off to a great start.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just continue from there. We promise it will get better. Took a train, a plane, a bus. Or not. You're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning
meeting. We're gonna have a great time today. Economics 101 brought to you by RV Station in Bryan. It's been said that small town RV dealers have lower overhead than those big city boys. Is it true? Yep. Real estate in Bryan costs much less than Houston or Waco. Low overhead means huge savings to you. It's also been said that small town RV dealers don't have the selection the big city guys do. Is that true? Nope. Go to RV Station online and choose from over 250 campers. Montana, Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Get a new 2013 Jayco 198RD. Are you ready for this? $120 a month or $12,995 if you'd like to pay cash. Get to RV Station. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com. Stock number 4214, 144 months at 599 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC. Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here. 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today is National Honesty Day. Don't know why we have.
That's why I didn't laugh at your joke.
Yeah. Thank you.
I celebrated by not laughing at your joke because it would have been dishonest.
Yeah. It's also Bob Wills Day. Turkey, Texas.
Yeah.
Why is that significant? Pardon me.
You know who Bob Wills is?
No.
Bob Wills is pretty much, he's the king of Texas swing.
Yeah,
he's,
he really is.
If you like George Strait, and Asleep at the Wheel especially, he was a huge influence on them.
Yeah. Oh. He used horns. You know, and he had a band.
Well, the Texas Playboys, right?
Right. Yep.
A different style of music for his time, very lively.
You're too young to know the song "Bob Wills Is Still the King."
No, I know that one.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Steve. You're not a country music fan.
I'm younger than Steve.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty good music. He's a pretty revolutionary fellow in music. Anyway, and also tonight is Walpurgis. It's Walpurgis night.
I mean, an explanation there, too.
Yeah, I'm a little lost.
Sorry,
on that one.
Yeah. It's celebrated on the eve of May Day, in which it is the feast of St. Walpurgis.
Oh.
According to the
here I am without my medallion.
Yeah, the German legend, witches gather on this night and celebrate their Sabbath on the highest peak of the Harz Mountains. By the way, that's not the pet food manufacturer.
I already had plans.
Well, you know, you could... You could go ahead and decline, but you know how those witches can be. They get testy from time to time. All right, that's all.
They can turn you into a newt.
They could.
So we have birthdays.
Yeah.
Actress Cloris Leachman is just 86 today.
Yeah. In one of my favorite movies, though, Last Picture Show.
Singer Willie Nelson is 79.
Well, collecting bets?
Uh-huh. Oh, for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Talk show host... Well, I'm not sure the last one he hosted, but Gary Collins is 74.
Well, he was the host of the ABC Home Show. Don't we all know that?
The what?
Yeah, I know. He's married.
It's been a long time since PM Magazine.
Yeah, he's married to Marianne Mobley, you know.
Well, and didn't he get arrested?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mississippi?
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Somewhere.
Apparently being overserved and then deciding to drive. Yeah,
some sort of unpleasantness.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Singer Bobby V is 69.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Meryl Osmond is 59.
Swing it again.
Actor Johnny Galecki from Big Bang Theory and also Roseanne and also Christmas Vacation is 37.
Yep.
Actress Kirsten Dunst is 30.
Mm.
That's what I have to offer.
Oh, well, we have, okay.
There are others. There are more musically inclined.
Michael Waltrip, race car driver.
I didn't see that one.
He makes left turns.
Yeah, 49. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas, he could play but couldn't coach, 51. And also Adrian Pasdar, who, you know, married one of those Dixie chicks, I think, as a matter of fact.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, it's true. And Burt Young, remember him from Rocky and did other
characters? Oh, yeah.
Yo, Pauly, be 72 today. And that's it. Yeah, and then you're right. One of the guys from the Toadies has a birthday, but we don't do that. Right. Okay, that's it, 621.